This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Okay, time for another Patriots Roster Report podcast here at Gillette Stadium, Friday, February 20th. It will not be the writers of Patriots Football Weekly. It'll be the writer from Patriots Football Weekly because Paul Perillo, once again, flying solo with Eric and Andy out in Indianapolis with the combine. We will be able to muddle through this podcast, however, without those two gents. There have been actually a couple of roster moves this week to report for the Patriots. Earlier in the week, they got rid of a couple of players. One was Kelly Washington, wide receiver, special teams player, who spent two seasons here in New England. He was let go, as well as Billy Yates, a reserve offensive lineman. But don't shed too many tears for Billy Yates, Tucci, because I think he might come up later on in this podcast. So Billy Yates, reserve offensive lineman, he was let go, I believe, on Tuesday. However, reports have surfaced that he is set to return, if that's not already done. According to league sources in both the Boston Globe and Boston Herald reporting that Yates is well on his way to returning, just a kind of a bookkeeping measure, restructuring his contract a little bit, and he will be back. But also, the Patriots did make a couple of signings as well on Wednesday. They signed former Patriot Telly Bantakane, linebacker, who spent four seasons here in New England before going to San Francisco for a couple of years, and a tight end out of UMass named Brad Listorti, who was a seventh-round draft pick last year in Atlanta and actually spent the bulk of the season on the Jets practice squad. There were a couple of stints on the Jets practice squad in September and then late October into November. So Brad Listorti, 6'4", 255-pound tight end, he'll be in camp. As well as Telly Bantakane. Most Patriots fans are well aware of what Bantakane brings to the table. He's an outside linebacker, sort of a situational pass rusher. Also a pretty solid special teams player. So he'll compete in camp for a job as well. I think he joins the group of Sean Crable, Vince Redd, Pierre Woods, those kinds of players. Young, reserve, outside linebacker. Certainly Bantakane's knowledge of the system and experience in that system. He's 28 years old, seventh-round pick in 2003, played most of that time, only had five starts in 54 career games, so most of that time was as a reserve and a special team guy. But he did have, in his last year here in New England in 2006, he did have 5.5 sacks, which was obviously a career high, and showed some signs of being able to get to the quarterback and maybe in a situational role, he could kind of fill that void again, because the pass rush, again, as we said, was a little bit sporadic last season. So perhaps Bantakane can infuse a little speed on the edge there and help out Adalis Thomas and Mike Vrabel in that department. But he spent the last 2 years after the 06 season, he signed a free agent deal, a three-year deal with San Francisco, of which he played the first two seasons before being released just about a week ago. So he started 10 games with San Francisco, 10 of the 28 games he played for the Niners, but was a little bit of a disappointment there. Didn't really live up to the billing. He signed a reasonably lucrative contract with the Niners, and it obviously didn't work out. So he's back. Brad Listorti is here, and Billy Yates should be returning. So that's pretty much the roster moves for the week. I also wanted to go over, before we wrap this one up, because there's not a whole lot of analysis to go when you don't have anybody to bounce things off of. But yesterday was the deadline for franchising players in the NFL, February 19th, Thursday. And not surprising to see so many names on this list. 14 players in all out of the 32 teams, 14 of them decided to use the franchise tag. And a lot of the names are guys that Patriots fans and certainly PFW had some hope that might draw some interest here in New England. So I think it's going to make it awfully difficult for any of those guys now to make their way here in New England. But just real quickly, in addition to Matt Cassel, you have a situation with Bo Scaife, Terrell Suggs, O.J. Otugwe, Carlos Dansby, Darren Sproles, Brandon Jacobs, Michael Kanin, Shane Graham, Antonio Bryant, Leroy Hill, Max Starks, Julius Peppers, and Dante Robinson. That's the list of 14. Andy and I really, really liked Robinson. We were hoping. We knew there wasn't much of a chance because it was pretty apparent that Houston wanted him back. He's a cornerback. Was first-round pick, I think the 10th overall pick a few years back. We liked him a lot. We thought his athleticism was pretty good, and we thought he might be a guy that the Patriots could be interested in, but obviously that's not going to happen now. You know, you got a couple of kickers on the list with Graham and Kanin, then really of no interest in New England. But Carlos Dansby is an athletic linebacker with the Cardinals that we all loved. Not sure if he had a spot here. Tugway, the safety for the Rams, I thought was a guy that might be able to come in here. He made some plays here in the game at Gillette Stadium when St. Louis came to town last year. We were sort of impressed with him. Terrell Suggs, I think, Suggs and Peppers were the two guys that the most intriguing. That's the high end of that list with outside linebackers. Peppers, obviously, his situation, he wants out of Carolina, wants to get in a 3-4 system. Maybe, who knows, maybe a trade could still be worked out. But that's the list of 14 franchise players, so we'll see how that all unfolds, see if any of those guys get dealt. We continue to monitor the Matt Castle situation. Story in the paper today talking about whether or not the Patriots would intend to trade him. Most people still agree that that would seem to be the course of action, but there are some, Michael Lombardi being one from the National Football Post website, who seems to think that it's not a foregone conclusion that that Castle was going anywhere. I would tend to disagree with that, but these kinds of questions and more are going to probably unfold over the next, 2-3 weeks as we head into, through the combine period, into the pro workout period, and then as we start preparing for the NFL draft. But we will be back next Friday with another Roster Report podcast, and also we will debut our Draft Prospect Review podcasts on Wednesday. So keep an eye out for that. Wednesday, February 25th, will be our first draft podcast, draft review podcast. Andy will be back. Eric will be back. They'll have a lot of nuggets from the combine, and hopefully we can get some of those on PFW in progress as well. So for now, that's going to put a wrap on this roster report.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.